The purpose of each week's mindfulness exercise is to take us out of our head, to take us out of our ego, into the mysterious glory and wonder of being in the present, being in the moment, living life to the fullest. You have heard many times we can't undo the past and we can't predict the future. The best we can do is to be fully present in the moment. Why was the assignment this week to do acts of kindness that were anonymous? Why not let people know exactly what you did? Isn't that more honest, you might ask? Well, here's the reason. When we actually do something for someone else, there is a lot of mental gobbledygook that underpins that decision. I do it myself all the time. For example, I decide to do something for a friend because they have done something for me recently. I think to myself, you know, I need to balance this out. They keep inviting us to dinner. We need to exchange that invitation and invite them to dinner. They know that they invited us to dinner, and of course, we know that we need to invite them back to dinner. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with this thinking. It's obviously important to have an even exchange of giving and taking with friends. But it also tends to take us out of being totally and completely in the moment, of relishing the wonder and the glory of being able to do something for another person. Our thoughts then can give us lots of rationales for why we are doing what we are doing for others. Acts of kindness, then, may actually be on their face an act of kindness, but underneath there may be an expectation of some give back, some return. For example, I'll do this for you, and now, because you owe something to me, you're going to have to do something for me, which is what I've been asking for all along. Again, let me emphasize, there's nothing wrong with those types of rationales, but they do, in fact, take us out of being totally and completely present in the moment. To be able to experience the joy and the exhilaration and the surge of energy that you will be able to have when you commit an act of kindness, you can do so thoroughly and completely and fully when it becomes anonymous. When that act of kindness has a purity about it. There are no expectations of return. There is no thought that this is something you are doing in order to even the score with another person. It is just what it is on its face, a pure and unadulterated act of kindness that comes from your heart. That's the reason, then, to begin to think about each and every day, as you have this week, committing anonymous acts of kindness. I must confess the exercise is also quite exhilarating in itself because it requires that you invent ways to be totally and completely in the present. You do that and you do not have any entanglement with your ego or your mind. You do not think about the past and you do not anticipate or worry about the future. When you commit your act of kindness, you are totally and completely in the present. And I might add, as you may have already experienced, some acts of kindness require that you be more attentive to the present, or else you are going to get caught. You have to be very grounded and centered when you commit these acts, else you will be discovered. That's the reason, then, why acts of kindness offer us the opportunity to become more in the present, more mindful. Always keep in mind, the purpose of the mindfulness exercises is to learn ways of reducing stress in our lives. And as that stress is dissolved, we suddenly look at our bodies and are able to recognize symptoms don't seem to be present anymore. The link between stress and symptoms is solid. Let's dissolve that link with doing anonymous acts of kindness for the rest of the week. May you be secretive, may you be sneaky, and may you have endless fun for the rest of the week. Robert Rogers, and this, as you know, is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.